It's time for Around Town with Mary Grove.
Around Town with Mary Grove. Mary Grove awnings.
I can hear the finger clicks. I can sense the dancing of Dana Clark. But that's like, Dana does it just like, well, our kids always did it. Did you ever notice when your kids get food, a food they like, they kind of dance around when they're eating it? Have you noticed that? I picture you doing that to this day, Dana.
I do.
Okay, there you go. and good news here, because we're talking about the Pound Bar and Grill by way of Brighton, Michigan, right there at 139 West Main Street in Brighton. They're open 7 days a week, starting at 11 in the morning until close. They opened in 2012. They're called the Pound because Brighton's high school mascot, the Bulldogs. And Nick Hagel is the owner of the Pound Bar and Grill. Nick, welcome to WJR and the Paul W. Smith Show. Dana and I are all ears, like Prince Charles. We want to hear about it.
Good morning,
hey,
Nick.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Things are going well at the Pound. It's said to be Livingston County's most unique bar and grill establishment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's going good. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of outdoor seating and stuff like that. So, you know, with everything going on this last year, you know, obviously all the restaurants were hit pretty hard. Everybody wanted to kind of, you know, get out and about, and especially get outside, you know, with everybody, you know, with the pandemic and everything like that, and everybody just wanted the options to get out there. We have the rooftop bar. We have the side patio. And Friday and Saturday is actually closed down the street there. We put like a 4- and 5-piece band out there every week. We just really have a jamming time.
Well, that's very cool. Nick Hegley telling us that this is an important note here. The side streets around the Pound there closed on Friday and Saturday for live music in the streets, 5-piece bands. The streets are rocking in downtown Brighton. But also, that signature rooftop area that you can go, that's very special. And it's overlooking the Mill Pond, is it?
Yeah, it's looking overlooking downtown Brighton there. We have the Mill Pond. Right there on Main Street. I mean, it's all wide open and everything. We've got a canopy that covers just over the rooftop bar itself. So, you know, you can still stay dry and stay out of the sun, but I would say it's about 75% wide open air up there. People just love it.
And the outdoor awnings you mentioned, of course, from Mary Grove. And I'm sure, Dana, you've been enamored with the list of food. It looks like something for everyone.
Yes, I mean, they've got appetizers, salads, wings, pizzas, calzones, great drinks. Right. Tell us about one of your most popular dishes, Nick.
You know, it's crazy. It's such a simple dish, but our nachos, it just flies out of that kitchen. You know, our nachos, for being this, your local bar and grill, we got great pizza that comes out of there. Our burgers are good. Our wings are a hot commodity as well. It's just, you know, it's just good, wholesome bar food.
Got a lot of, you know, I'm sure I'm the last to know about all these different things you can put on wings, but I don't think I've ever heard of Reaper's Ghost. I'm assuming that's a very hot sauce that may have killed people.
It's not for the weak.
It's not for the weak.
It's one of those ones where you put a little bit on toothpick and you put it on your tongue and it has you reaching for a glass of milk. It's pretty spicy.
Well, you've got the pizza. You got you mentioned so many, Dana, but some of them that stick out to me. I don't know if I've ever had, but it always sounds good to me. Buffalo mac and cheese.
Ooh, yeah,
Doesn't that sound good?
Buffalo mac and cheese, very good. Topped with the grilled chicken tossed in any one of our sauces, and then on top of that, we got some nice garlic Wisconsin cheese curds. Ooh. I could go for a plate right now.
when the owner is impressed by his own food, that's a good sign, Nick. That's a great sign.
Ooh. Absolutely.
And they've got Taco Tuesdays, too. $5 margaritas.
Oh, yep, $5 margaritas. And,
yeah.
Taco Tuesdays, two tacos for $3. Comes inside of chips, also sour cream, and then, the $5 margaritas and the $10 nachos as well. Like I said, those things just fly out of the kitchen.
and I guess on Saturday and Sunday, bottomless mm-hmm. Bloody Marys and mimosas. You're doing brunch both on Saturday and Sunday, I guess.
Well, so we used to do a big Bloody Mary bar before, and we actually had the brunch, but you know, after the pandemic and all the buffet stuff, we kind of took a break from that. But yeah, we do have the Bloody Marys still going on Saturday and Sunday. I believe it's 11 to 2. I have 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. Now, how have you been doing for employees? You have some employees that have been around forever, so you're okay? Or are you having trouble hiring like so many other people?
You know, it's definitely been tough getting out there. You know, we're always looking for new people coming in the door, experienced, no experience, willing to train. Kitchen's been having to struggle with, and we got a very small kitchen at that restaurant, but we are still able to just pound a bunch of food out of there. But, you know, it's front of the house, back of the house. It's been tough, but we're getting through it. You know, we got some people that have been there a while, some people that are new, but everybody is really pitched together, and, you know, with everything that we've had go on, just, you know, like my dad used to always say, just go with your best pitch.
you know, Dana, you had to notice that he was able to work pound in.
I noticed
we're
that.
We're able to pound out some great food from the kitchen, which is what the bar and grill in Brighton should be doing. Well done. Good placement there of the name. All right.
Just a little shameless plug.
No, this is what this is. This is a shameless mm-hmm. plug.
That's right.
And it's all about you have the outdoor awnings from Mary Grove, which has expanded your space, which sounds pretty excellent. And and because of that, and our listeners listening in, knowing this is going to happen on Thursdays around town with Mary Grove, we always have a special giveaway, you know, like for the first 25 customers to visit the pound. What do we have here?
I think we were talking the other day that we were going to do a free appetizer, anything off our appetizer menu.
Well, that's even better than what we thought it was going to be, Dana.
Yeah, we have the Pound Nacho Supreme here, but they can get that in any appetizer, Nick?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, that's fabulous.
Just kind of one of those things where, just, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of businesses closed their doors for good over the last year, and, you know, it's very sad. And, you know, some bars, some restaurants, I'm sorry, even just some local businesses, they came out swinging, and we just kind of want to let people know we're still there. We still appreciate all loyal customers and everything.
Wow. Well, it sounds fabulous. First 25 customers visiting the Pound. Mention they heard Mary Grove on WJR. They can pick one of the wonderful appetizers, whether it's the Pound Nacho Supreme or any number of phenomenal-looking appetizers, all compliments of Mary Grove Awnings. And here's an unsolicited plug that comes from Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst, who will be with us in just a few minutes. He says, quote, "The Pound in Brighton is great." So there you have Chris Renwick's blessing. And it sounds great, and it sounds great because of the owner, Nick Hegley, the owner of the Pound Bar and Grill in Brighton, Michigan. Keep up the good work, and thanks for being featured with us here on Around Town with Mary Grove. Thank you, Nick.
Hey, absolutely. Nick. I appreciate you guys. You have yourself a good day, all right?
You do the same. And Dana,
we will.
On it.
And you got to pay for the drinks. Don't try to get an appetizer and think the drinks are included.
Wait a minute. I was going to say we have to
pay. Oh, I was talking about me.
I thought you were scolding me already for not paying for the drinks. I didn't even get a chance.